certainly the worsening state of the European economy has many politicians up in arms, but lately it's gotten beyond strong words. That is the sound of a member of the Golden Dawn Party in Greece first throwing water at one female politician and then turning to the one to his left and smacking her with a strong right jab.
Wow.
Aside from the bond markets, one of the most watched sights this week in Europe. Tempers rising, flying, a palpable sense of nervousness and anxiety going into the weekend about what will happen next. All of that may be pretty bad news for Europeans, certainly, especially the news that the euro has fallen in value against the dollar. Bad news for those in Europe. Good news for Americans, probably. And here to explain is Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. So, Barbara, I've been planning a trip to Switzerland, and it sounds like this may be the summer to do it.
Well, yes, it should be. Once you get there, your dollar will go farther. You'll be able to, you know, maybe spend a little more in shops or when you eat out. But travelers who are expecting to get a big break, for example, on airfares, are really going to get in for some sticker shock. And the reason is this. Airfares are up because demand is up. We've been checking around, and ticket prices are at least, on average, about 11% higher than last year. And to some popular places, they're up more than 20%. So those great bargains that we sort of grew to expect, you know, say, just even a couple of years ago, they've vanished. So
why is that?
Well, it's because airfares aren't tied to the exchange rates. What they are tied to is basically the, you know, the principle of supply and demand. So this is their peak summer travel season. So airlines really have no incentive to drop their fares dramatically. I mean, this is the time of year when a lot of people want to travel, so logically they're going to keep fares up. Secondly, capacity is down because in the past few years when airlines were losing lots of money, they finally figured out that, wait, maybe we should offer fewer seats. We can charge more for them. So they made those cuts back, I guess, last December, and those have stayed in place. It's not easy to quickly turn around and put on a whole lot of extra flights, even if you suddenly see the demand might justify it. So
I would imagine, Barbara, that many of the governments in Europe would love to see airfares drop because bringing in some tourist dollars would be much needed at this point. Is there anything they can do?
Well, probably not at this point because both the schedules and the fares are more or less set, you know, months in advance. Now, on the other hand, airfares can change pretty rapidly, too. You can see last-minute fare deals. So one strategy might be if you want to hold on a little bit, you might see some last-minute deals if they see that they haven't sold every single seat. However, that can be a risky strategy.
It certainly can.
Yes. And so I would say the other thing is just to, you know, figure you're going to have to swallow the additional airfare and you'll get some of the benefits when you get over there. You'll probably make up for some of that higher airfare with the lower prices.
Or you could, you know, take a boat.
Well, if you don't care about your time, that's the,
But with a more serious question, is it cheap enough in Europe for hotel costs, for your meal costs? Is that enough to make up for the higher price of the airline ticket?
Well, there again, it depends on where. I think if you're going to go to the real hot spots, you know, London, which by the way has an Olympics this summer, so that's also going to drive prices up. You know, Paris, Rome, those cities, more or less, they can charge whatever they want. That's the problem there. They are so popular. There's a reason why they're so popular. So one strategy is maybe consider throwing into the mix some of the smaller, less popular cities, and actually consider using them as a hub, and then use some of Europe's dirt-cheap small airlines to get around.
Or some of the public transportation. There's some pretty fast trains in Europe. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.